Well, greetings, everybody, and welcome to Basic Gospel. With Bob Christopher, I'm Bob Davis, and we're glad you're with us. On this broadcast, we want to hear from you. It's top of the hour, 3 p.m. Central. You're hearing Basic Gospel live, and the lines are wide open for you at 844-322-2742. Got a question, something you'd like to discuss? Call now. Again, in the U.S. and Canada, 844-322-2742. Let's talk about it now, because it's Basic Gospel. And here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. This is an opportunity for you, our listeners, to call into the broadcast and to give a testimony or something about something you're thankful for in your life. It could be your family. It could be your job. It could be just the grace of God, what you have in Christ Jesus, all the spiritual blessings that have been poured out upon you because of the work of Christ. So we would love to hear from you. Again, the number 844-322-2742. And every single believer on this planet has so much to be grateful for.
Man, yeah.
I mean, we could just go down the list. I read Ephesians chapter 1, the first 13 or 14 verses, over and over and over, because there Paul highlights all of the spiritual blessings that we do have in Christ Jesus. Mm-hmm. I mean, we've been chosen to be adopted. We have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. We have this eternal inheritance. We've been sealed by the Holy Spirit as a deposit guaranteeing what lies ahead for us.
All the good stuff.
All of these riches of grace that have been given to us in Christ Jesus. We haven't earned a single one of those things. This is just the goodness of God being poured out on us. So regardless of our circumstances, regardless of what we may be going through in life, this is always true of us. We're always children of God. Nothing can separate us from the love of God. There is no condemnation in Christ Jesus. This is good news, folks. This is stuff that produces thankfulness inside of us.
Yeah.
Now, there's another reason to give thanks, and that's found in Romans chapter 7, and there we see the great conundrum. The things we want to do, we don't do. The things we don't want to do, we do anyway. Mm-hmm. And we lift up our hands in frustration saying, how are we going to get out of this mess?
Yeah.
Well, we're trying to live the Christian life through human effort. And when we do, that's the experience that we receive. That's the experience that we live out. I was trapped in Romans 7 for a long time, but I finally was able to get out of that by understanding the true gospel, understanding the fact that God not only forgave my sins, but he sent his Spirit to take up residence in me, and my life was to be lived by faith in him.
Mm-hmm.
So trusting the Spirit of God to do the work that he was sent to do inside of me.
Yeah.
And when I started relaxing in Christ, relaxing in the fact that God had sent me his Spirit, then I was able to cry out exactly the way Paul did, "Wretched man that I am, who will deliver me from this body of death? Thanks be to God through Jesus Christ our Lord." It is through him that we receive the victory, that we can experience victorious Christian living here and now.
Yeah.
So many people resign themselves to this Romans 7 experience. The things I want to do, I don't do. The things I don't want to do, I do anyway. They just say, hey, that's life. That's what it is to be a human. One day I'm going to be free from that when I go to heaven and when I get a brand new body. Well, yeah, we're not going to be free from having desires of the flesh. Those are in us, but we don't have to give in to them, and we don't have to fight against them. We don't have any obligation to those desires of the flesh. All we can do is say, thanks be to God through Jesus Christ our Lord. It gets our focus off of the desires of the flesh onto Jesus Christ and walking by faith in him.
Mm-hmm.
So if you've had that struggle, let this verse be your victory cry. Thanks be to God through Jesus Christ, our Lord.
This is the season for Thanksgiving. Of course, every day, if you're in Christ, is a day for Thanksgiving. But as we approach Thanksgiving, it's especially a special time of year. And friends, we want you to be a part of this edition. If you have something that you're specifically thankful for, we want to hear from you right now at 844-322-2742 of the U.S. and Canada, 844-322-2742. And as our thanks for your donation this month, well, we're going to send you Simply Grace, the six CD sessions from the Simply Grace Conference. Now, in these CDs, Bob examines how grace has always been your story, a story of your forgiveness, of your union with the Son of God who loved us and gave himself for us and to us. Please make your gift today at basicgospel.net and we'll send you Simply Grace. I can't think of a better time as we approach, well, we're only 2 days away from Thanksgiving, a great time to say thanks by supporting this ministry of grace in the Lord Jesus Christ. Again, you can donate at basicgospel.net.
Well, thanks, Bob. Let's go to our phone lines and talk with Craig, listening to us out in Patterson, Arizona. Hi, Craig.
Hello. Patterson, Arkansas.
Oh, Arkansas. Okay. Sorry about that.
Yes, sir. thank you for having me on your show.
I have a question.
I have been going through a lot. I feel like I'm surrounded by just evil. A lot of things going on. I've tried to get back into a church, and everywhere I've gone to get support and guidance, I continue to get nothing. You just going to have to let go and let God, and they walk away.
And well, what kind of support are you looking for exactly? I mean, what's the situation?
Well, not too long ago, all of a sudden, out of the blue, I started being harassed really bad. Just constantly, night and day.
Is this at your workplace or?
No, in my home.
Okay.
And I don't understand why. Somebody ended up burning my house down, and I'm just literally getting terrorized by people nonstop, day and night. And I went to the law to try to get some help. And the officer looked at me and said, you deserve everything you get. And calling us is doing you a bit of good.
Wow.
I don't understand what I've done, but I'm just literally terrorized day and night. My stuff's been stolen. My friends, my family's turned against me. I've had people tell me I'm living in some of the worst books of the Bible.
Well, Craig, I
just don't know where to go because churches keep pushing me away. One church told me maybe you need to find a different church to go to.
Yeah. Well, Craig, I don't know what to tell you about all of that situation. What I can tell you is that there is hope and that there is help in the Lord Jesus. Man is always going to disappoint us. And I don't know what the story is. I don't know why the harassment has started. It sounds like a big bowl of spaghetti that's going to be very difficult to untangle on a few minutes here on a radio broadcast. So let me tell you what I know to be true. And what I know to be true is this, Craig, that God sent Jesus on your behalf to take away your sins, to be buried and then to be raised so that you could experience everlasting life. That's the good news of the gospel. That's the story that can anchor you and give you life and then enable you to power through these trials and tribulations that you're going through. So have you ever come to know Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior? Have you ever received him and have been made alive in Christ?
Yes, I have.
Okay.
And over time I've realized that I was going to people trying to fix the problem that was going on. And now I've realized that I need to quit going to man to fix the problem. And now I'm just trying to get into a church and get support and guidance and try to better understand, you know, what I need to be doing. You know, what am I doing wrong? You know, I feel like almost like God's not there sometimes. And
But you know he is, Craig, because he's come to live inside of you. That's part of what this gospel message is all about. He cleansed you. He forgave all of your sins. He justified you through the shed blood of Jesus Christ. He gave you a new identity. He made you a new creature in Christ so that he could send his spirit to take up residence in you so that he would always be with you through thick and thin. And as the book of Hebrews says, with this great promise that he will never leave you nor forsake you. So God, in your feelings, may seem a million miles away, seem like he's not there, but that's not true. Those feelings are just based on erroneous thoughts, error, lies. So you have to get back to truth. What is truth? And truth is that Christ forgave your sins, that nothing can separate you from the love of Christ, and that Christ is alive, living in you through his Spirit. So that's truth, and that's when you need to that truth, you rest in that and allow that truth to produce a genuine thankfulness inside of you. And it's through that thankful spirit that you can begin to see the wisdom of God and how to deal with the circumstance.
Yes, sir.
Does that make sense?
Yes, sir, it does. Keep hope and never lose your faith.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Well, let me
I
do.
Feel like I've been.
Go ahead.
Excuse me.
Go ahead.
I feel like I've been, unfortunately, and I don't wish this on anybody. I feel like I'm being broke down to be rebuilt, is what I feel. I feel like this is happening for a reason, and I feel like there's something better coming for me, but. You get down and you get frustrated and you look for support to keep you up, to keep you from stumbling, and it's hard to find anymore.
Yeah. Well, I encourage you to keep tuned in to Basic Gospel. And I think the daily input of the broadcast, and then knowing that there's a fellowship of believers that are tuned in all across the country, all around the world listening every day, it makes you feel like you're a part of something. So I'd encourage you to keep listening, and whatever we can do to help you, we want to do that. And what I'd like to do now, Craig, is put you on hold and get some more information from you and see if we can connect you with some folks up there in Arkansas, okay?
Thank you very much.
You hang on. Thanks for your call, Craig, and happy Thanksgiving, and we'll send you some resources as well. You hold the line.
Yeah, we're glad that Craig reached out. That's why we're here.
Yes, indeed. Well, let's go to Randy listening to us in Texas. Hi, Randy.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Doing fantastic. How are you?
Blessed and grateful. And just wanted to, I hope you can hear me. I'm on the road driving. Can you guys hear me okay?
We can hear you just fine.
Great. Well, gentlemen, I don't have a question today, but it's Thanksgiving time, and I just wanted to encourage both of you and thank you for what you do. I'm so grateful for your ministry, for Basic Gospel, and I'm on the road for my job. I'm listening to Christian radio all day, every day, and I'm listening to everybody, all the great preachers, Charles Stanley, Tony Evans, guys like Adrian Rogers, and you guys are right up there. I feel so encouraged every day. I can just hear the love of Christ in your voices. It's just such a comfort, joy, and I wanted to thank you, encourage you.
Well, Randy, thank you for taking the time to call in. That is a great encouragement to us. And, boy, we need to be encouraged in this work. So, Randy, thank you for doing that. We certainly appreciate it. And thanks for taking us on the road with you. Thank you for allowing us to be a part of your daily activities. And we're just glad that we can encourage you as you've encouraged us today.
Thank you, Bob.
Well, thank you, Randy.
Bob. Great Thanksgiving.
Well, happy Thanksgiving to you as well.
Yeah, only a couple of days away from Thanksgiving. And if you have something you're particularly thankful for right now, we would love for you to call us just exactly like Randy did at 844-322-2742 and let us hear about it. Because, as Bob said, we need encouragement, and that will be a terrific encouragement to us.
Yes, indeed. Well, let's go talk to Bobby, who's listening to us down in Tampa. Hi, Bobby.
Hey guys, I'm on in transit right now, so hopefully we won't lose the signal or nothing like that. I just wanted to first of all say thank you for the MP3 store. You guys have some really cool MP3s, and I'd encourage anybody to check out the MP3s. They're $1.99, and there's like Drive and Steak, there's the Story of Hope, the Basic Gospel Drink. There's all kinds of good stuff in there. You got to check it out.
Well, thank you, Bobby. Yeah. We appreciate the plug.
You bet.
That's exciting. And we're glad they're beneficial to you.
Yes, they're very beneficial to me. I'm grateful to have them. Now, and I was thinking about this last night when I was getting ready to download yesterday's file, and I was thinking, wow, you know, if someone came up to me and said, you know, Bobby, what does it mean to be in Christ? What should I tell them? That's my question for today.
Okay. That is a fantastic question. And here's the answer to it. When we look into the Word of God, we see, for example, in Romans chapter 5 and several other passages from Paul's letters, that when we were lost, we were in Adam. So Adam was the family head of all humanity, right? And so everyone born into this world was born into Adam. We were a part of Adam's line, Adam's lineage. And so when Adam fell, he passed on that fallenness to every single person. And so we have an identity that's connected with Adam. So when he sinned, he brought sin and death into this world, and we all became sinners. So you and I come into this world as sinners because we're in Adam. He died spiritually, so we too come into this world dead spiritually. Well, there's another family head, and his name is Jesus. That's why Scripture calls him the second Adam. Well, if we're going to have eternal life, if we're going to have forgiveness of sins, we're not going to draw it from Adam. We're going to have to get that from Jesus. And so when we turn to faith in Jesus, God's Spirit takes us out of Adam and places us into Christ. So now we're in Christ. So we're part of his family. And when that happens, then God sends his Spirit to take up residence in us. That's good news. So that's what it means to be in Christ. That's what it means for Christ to be in us.
Awesome.
Does that make sense?
Thank you. Yes, thank you so much.
Well, you are welcome. We just did a video a couple of weeks ago entitled, What is the Gospel? And we talk a little bit about this good news. And so I would recommend that for you as well.
Yeah, it sounds like I need to go on there and see if I can't download it into like a MP3 format or something like that.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I think we probably can make that happen for you. And Greg has given me a thumbs up saying he can make it happen. So let me put you on hold, and we'll tell you how you can make that work for you, okay? You hold on.
Have a great Thanksgiving, Bobby.
Hey, happy Thanksgiving.
You too. God bless you.
Yeah. Well, it is Basic Gospel. Bob Christopher, I'm Bob Davis. And Bob, in just a few days, we'll enter December, the home stretch for reaching our financial need. Tell our listeners what it is that we need and the importance of seeing that need met.
Well, people need to know that God loves them. That's just the simple truth. And
just
folks,
like Craig, yes.
Absolutely. Folks are walking around, going through life. And underneath whatever, you know, may be on the outside, the facade they're wearing, is this wonderment. What does God think about me? What does he care about me? Is he interested in me? Is he going to judge me? Is he going to punish me? What in the world is up with God and me? Mm-hmm. They want answers, and those answers are the most important answers they will ever get in life. Well, what does Basic Gospel do? It delivers those answers And it delivers it in such a way that it cuts through all the facade and speaks directly to the heart. So we want to help solve the spiritual problems that are out there in the world, and only the gospel can do that. And we need help, and we want you to join with us, to partner with us, to help get this good news out to as many people as possible. And when this good news hits human hearts, things happen.
Yes.
Positive things happen. Incredible things happen. Miraculous things happen. Supernatural things happen. So come be a part of what God is doing. And between now and the end of the year, just so we can hit our targets and stay on budget and keep getting this out through all the stations we're on. We're on about 400 stations around the country. We're on Sirius XM. Mm-hmm. We have internet platforms that carry us around the world. We're touching people in about 120 different countries. So we want you to come and be a part of that, to partner with us, to be a part of Basic Gospel Nation. And we need your help between now and December 31st. Mm-hmm. We have about 250,000 that we would like to see come in between now and then. And if we'll all join together, that's an easy number to hit.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Come be a part of Basic Gospel. Come be a part of what God is doing in connecting people to the love of Jesus Christ through this outreach.
And, of course, this Thanksgiving season, friends, is a great time to do that. And you can make your gift anytime at basicgospel.net. And we're going to send you the Simply Grace series, 6 CDs from the Simply Grace Conference. It's our way of saying thank you for standing with us. Again, just click donate at basicgospel.net. Well, Bob, this past Friday, you did a wonderful teaching series on John 17, the prayer of Jesus, and that particular passage, your passage number 10, but I think it's number 1 in my heart.
Yes, yes, it's a powerful passage.
Yeah, well, this question that came in off hours is, what's in regard to that teaching? Let's listen.
Yes, I was calling to ask a question, please. In the book of John 17, when Jesus said he prayed not for the world, does that mean that he doesn't pray for unbelievers? And I know this was a prayer for the believers, but does this also mean that he doesn't pray for unbelievers? So if you can answer that for me on the next segment, it'd be greatly appreciated. Thank you.
Well, excellent question. And yeah, as we talked about, you know, Jesus starts this prayer and he's centering the prayer on himself, that, Father, my time has come. I'm completing the work that you began, and I am going to give eternal life to those that you have given me. And he defines eternal life. And then he prays for his disciples, the apostles, that were going to carry this message to the four corners of the world. And then he prays for everyone that would believe through the word that the apostles have given.
Yeah.
So that's how this prayer is structured. And so this word of the apostles is being sent out today by all sorts of means. You know, there's radio ministries, there's churches, there's missionaries, there's books, there's conferences, there's all kinds of resources that God is using to get this message of Jesus, his death, his burial, his resurrection, his ascension, out to folks all over the world. So anyone who calls upon the name of Jesus, anyone who hears that good news and calls upon the name of Jesus, is going to be a part of this prayer, mm-hmm. is going to become a part of this prayer. So Jesus died for the sins of the whole world. This offer is going out to anyone and everyone, and anyone, whether Jew or Gentile, who calls upon the name of the Lord will be saved. And once they're saved, they're going to share in the glory of God the Father and Jesus Christ the Son. They're going to be in union with God the Father and Jesus Christ the Son, and will be in union with all other believers.
Yes.
And this prayer is for us as believers to live out that unity that we experience through the Spirit of Christ.
Absolutely. Thank you, Bob, for that, and thanks to that caller for reaching out. And thank you for joining us for Basic Gospel today, everybody. We're glad, as always, that you are here with us. And if you have a question that you'd like to pose, well, leave us a voicemail at 844-322-2742. That's good in the U.S. and Canada, 844-322-2742. Or you can send an email to bob@basicgospel.net. Also, once again, thanks to everyone who helps in supporting Basic Gospel with your prayers and with your gifts. You are the reason we're able to be on the air each day with this good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And to help with your gift today, simply click donate at basicgospel.net. And as you make that November gift, we're going to send you the 6-CD series from the Simply Grace Conference that we call Simply Grace. We hope you'll join us today by making your gift, maybe right now, at basicgospel.net. Well, now for Bob Christopher and the ministry team, I'm Bob Davis, inviting you back for a Thanksgiving Eve edition tomorrow at the same time. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.